Michigan State Research VP Stephen Chu faces calls for termination over research on IQ. By Tom Sikata on June 19, 2020. Students and faculty at Michigan State University are calling for the removal of Stephen Chu, the university's vice president for research and innovation, over his research on intelligence. Chu has fired back at students and others calling for his dismissal. The Twitter mobs want to suppress scientific work that they find objectionable. What is really at stake? Academic freedom, open discussion of important ideas, scientific inquiry. All are imperiled and all must be defended. According to a local news report, Michigan State University's Stephen Chu is facing calls for his termination over research he conducted on intelligence at the outset of his career. Chu was criticized as far back as 2013 for research he conducted on the relationship between race and intelligence for his doctorate dissertation. Yang Chan, research director for the racial justice website Change Lab, condemned Chu in 2013 for accepting funding from the Chinese government to conduct research on the biological basis for intelligence. Even though mainstream science has pretty much scrapped the notion that race has any kind of biological basis long ago, that hasn't stopped Chu from trying to link intelligence with race and getting $1.5 billion for research based in China, Chan wrote. Chu is also facing criticism for promoting a 2019 study that suggested that there is no racial disparity in rates of police shooting. A petition with almost 800 signatures has called on Michigan State University to fire Chu for violating university values. The concerns expressed by the Graduate Employees Union and other individuals familiar with Chu indicates an individual that cannot uphold our university mission or our commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Given this discordance with university values, Stephen Chu should not be privileged with the power and responsibility of recruiting and funding scholars, overseeing ethical conduct, or coordinating graduate study. The attacks attempt to depict me as a racist and sexist, using short video clips out of context, and also by misrepresenting the content of some of my blog posts. A cursory inspection reveals bad faith in their presentation, she wrote last week in a statement. The accusations are entirely false. I am neither racist or sexist. Chu argued that social justice groups work to suppress research when they find its conclusions objectionable. The Twitter mobs want to suppress scientific work that they find objectionable. What is really at stake? Academic freedom, open discussion of important ideas, scientific inquiry. All are imperiled and all must be defended, Chu added. A petition supporting Chu, with about 1,500 signatures as of this writing, addresses Michigan State President Samuel L. Stanley. According to the letter in support of Chu, to remove Chu for holding controversial views, or for inquiring about controversial topics, or for simply talking to controversial personalities, based on the number of people demanding he be removed and the intensity of their demands, would be to capitulate to a pre-Enlightenment approach to the academy, and to incentivize the exclusion and ostracism of minority positions. It would also set a dangerous precedent, inconsistent with the fundamental principles of modern enlightened higher education. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.